Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. This is Brother Jimmy Bailey, both singing and preaching. God rest his soul. We're going to miss him until we see him again.
Using David, in this young man tonight, a brother serving God or being my use of God is a great blessing. Now, whether you know that or not tonight, all the good singing we've heard in the house of the Lord tonight, that's a blessing to have that kind of singing, my friend, tonight. And whether it's a preaching or singing or teaching or anything, tonight, it's always a great blessing, my friend, to be used of God. And this young man, my friend, everybody afraid and everybody, brother, got scared of the giant and everything. And God taking this one young man, ride him up. My friend brought him up to use him to show my friend people used of God. Brother gets the job done tonight. Now, when you think about my friend, explain the principle about this whole story. Now, first of all, you'll find my friend the biggest person mentioned here in this chapter tonight, my friend's Goliath, over 9 foot tall. Now, think about here's a little young lad, a young person, my friend, here's about a 9 foot something giant, brother Staney, everybody said, I'm going to tear up a thing today, I'm going to have my way, my friend, and take down the men of God. Then you think about that, my friend, we find the biggest man in this whole picture tonight was my friend the Goliath the giant, but my friend, then the biggest coward was Saul. Now we got a lot of different kind of people in the house of God, and I'm not here to vilify. I'm here to show you the Word of God, my friend. This man Saul, brother Saul, got a little bit upset at David because he and his army are afraid of that giant. My friend, you think about it. We got a lot of characters in the church tonight, and I love a word tonight, but I think about this brother tonight. But then the bravest of all, this whole bunch tonight, just a ruddy little lad, brother David, my friend, that knows something about God, and my friend was ready to take on the battle and win the fight tonight. And then I think about my friend, all he had to do it was, he didn't have a shotgun, brother, he didn't have a BAR. This young lad, all he had, my friend, a slingshot and a stone to win the biggest battle of his life tonight. It don't take much sometime to put the devil on the run. And whoop, look, if you got anything, brother, about God about you, and you're in the center of the will of God, and you're doing what God wants you to do, and you know you're God's person than that, don't ever run from nothing, brother, in the house of God. So we find the biggest person, the giant, the biggest coward was Saul, and my friend, we find the bravest one was David, my friend. Now go back this giant just a minute, brother, he used brutality. That's all he had, brother. He was big enough to do it. My friend is tall enough, wide enough to get the job done, and he, my friend, made the statement, he'd just tear the whole thing apart, and do away the whole bunch there, and probably my friend, every day he could have done it any time. But then we think about, like I thought about that, and that David, as I said, simply used my friend, the sling and one little stone as all that boy had. And then when I think of that little fella, brother David, my friend, used that rock and won the battle simply because it's used of God. I think I worry about this lots of time, but think about it. My friend, not many people are being used of God. Not many young men are answering the call to preach today. My friend, they just do something else. And my friend, they're trying to do it without God. And I think about this lots of time today. It's a blessing, my friend, to be used of the Lord tonight. I'm going way back, brother, time, brother, where God, brother, used to call men to preach the Word of God, and they just jumped up, started doing it, and got the job done in the sight of God. We're people, we'll use their talent for God tonight. I want to show you, my friend, about three things right briefly, and I get the message in a while. When you think about, my friend, this stone tonight, and you think about this battle tonight, my friend, first of all, my friend, being used of God, this stone was divinely positioned. Now, when you think about it, that stone wasn't just thrown in a river. That stone wasn't just, my friend, there, thrown down the rock somewhere. My friend, God placed it, brother, in the water for a very reason. I don't know how big the rock might have been to start with. I don't know, my friend, how large my friend it was. I believe God placed it in the water where the water run over that stone, my friend, wear it down to a certain side. Wear it down, my friend, will be used for a certain thing in the sight of God. Now, sometimes God has to wear us down just a little bit. Sometimes God, before he gives us what we need, brother, he's got everything ready, brother, to do the job for God. It don't matter matter, my friend, how big the opposition. It don't matter how mighty the opposition. I'm telling you, God, brother, place that thing in the water, my friend, with the friction. I would run all that day out of day. And the Bible said, where's workmanship? Brother, God takes us today. When I go back about 60-something years ago, when I left this church, I went up in the hills of Tennessee and drove about 187 miles round trip every Sunday for about 2 years to pastor a church. I didn't know anything and still don't know much today. I know one thing, God, a brother had a hand in the whole situation. Brother, listen, I believe God laid that rock there and let it just wear down on a certain side for the man, brother, that God intended that for. And brother, you think about this today. When God gets you and you begin to give yourself to God to be used of God, He's got everything you need to get the job done. He'll position you in a lot of places to get you ready to preach the word of God. And my friend, the same thing for singing. You don't just jump up. My friend, start out. And my friend, get everything going the first day or two. But then I think about that old stone there. My friend, not only did God place it in that water where it wore it down to fit for a purpose. But my friend, the second thing, my friend, God placed it in the Valley Vila, my friend, a place where the battle was going to take place. You see, God seemed way down in the future where you and I don't see tonight. And when God calls you of a job in the house of God, He's got something for you somewhere, some place. My friend, God has to get you ready for that same job. It may not be the first church you pastor. I'll tell you, friend, I've been in a lot of situations. Preacher, have you ever felt like quitting? As a matter of fact, I don't know. I don't really believe I've ever, brother, just wanted to quit. I might have got discouraged sometime. But now think about when this boy was there, and my friend, also my friend, that place where the fighting was at, is known of the Valley of the Giant. So God, brother, had a place ready, and he's getting that little old rock. When every day, my friend, that big stone got a little bit smaller. And every day, brother, water would run the friction down. And God put in the very place where he knew there's going to be a battle. You see, God, I know where I'd be tonight 60-something years ago. And my friend that I left here, my friend, a scrawny fella, just had a brother, a root hog die. I'm standing here tonight about to have a running fit because God has the power to bless and to use us for the work of God tonight. I want to tell you something, folks. When you're singing for God, you better let God use that thing. I'm a little bit different from a lot of folks tonight. I believe a preacher ought to pray and get the right message. I believe a singer, now hear me, I believe before you sing, you ought to make sure that's a song that God wants you to sing tonight. Somebody said, now, preacher, I just sang, brother, to hear myself sing. You don't have to tell us. I can tell you myself. What I'm saying tonight, Brother Valley, Brother Zara, and then when I think that, God didn't hide that rock under something else. God didn't place it down, my friend, deep in the mud. God placed it where it'd be very easy to be found.
Amen.
Now, my friend, you begin to fight the devil. You ain't got time to hunt for everything you need. When the devil comes to you face to face, you got to be ready and have the position and know what's coming. And my friend, God knew exactly where it would be, what it would be, and what David needed. God said, I'll fix it. And Brother Susie needs that. He wants to hunt it. I put it in a spot where he can find that stone and find that little rock and get the job done tonight. And then I thought about tonight, my friend, just what we need. And then the third thing, it was divinely presented. Now, when I think about this rock in this story, I don't have time to preach all this, but my friend, first of all, when God got this rock, my friend, it's divinely prepared. Let me back up a minute. Number one, God prepared that by the sovereign hand of God. God taking on himself and made that thing of the hand of God, by faith. And the Bible said, earthly pictured, prepared by the hand of God, where it's workmanship, created under good works. I want to tell you, for God can use you, but you got to let God bring you down and wear you down and get you ready to get yourself out of the way. When I think about this, my friend, the notice, my friend, he prepared by the sovereign's hand, and God prepared that rock for one hand. God prepared that rock for a servant's hand. He didn't prepare that rock for me. I don't need a rock. My friend, listen. He didn't prepare that rock for you. He knew David was a little fella, had a small hand. And God let that water run and run and run. And my friend, when it got to the place, it'd be just the side. He could take it and throw it where it needed to be thrown. Amen. Now listen, folk, when God calls a man to preach, he may wear you down. My friend, listen, I went through a lot of things in my life, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm far better off today than I was when I started out. When you start out, boy, you jump up and think, boy, I'll just preach all over the place, and that's what you do and never get much done. My friend, when God wears you down and God takes you down and molds you and makes and makes woo, glory to God, then you can preach and get the job done. Same thing with singing. I'll tell you, friend, Mountain View has always had good singing. We got that singing at our church good. But my friend, you better thank God. But now think about that now. He prepared that rock to fit the servant's hand. And my friend, I think of that lots of time. My friend, you get the word of God. My friend, he also prepared that rock to sever a giant's head. He prepared that rock. He knew the servant's hand. He knew how big that giant was. He knew what to take to get on that rock. And when that rock went out, it ain't coming back. It's going to be one rock, one shot, and whoop, one try. And God said, everything is just right.
Amen.
You know, my friend, listen, I guess after about three churches, and I took the one I'm at now, and my friend, I've been there 51 years, I guess I've finally gotten the right spot. But what I'm saying, my friend, tonight, that's beside the point. I'm talking about being used of God. Now, David, let God use him.
Amen.
You know why we fail? We get to feel our importance. We think we can do it anyhow. Oh, I can preach without God. You better not think that. I can sing without God. No, you can't. You can get up here and sing with a beautiful voice. If it ain't got no power in it and no fire of God, you ought to sit down and be quiet until God lets you sing it in the spirit and the power. What, brother of God? God does that tonight.
Amen.
He prepared that thing. And then I think, my friend, it was divinely presented. Not only did God divinely position that thing in the water, not only God prepared that, and there's going to come a day that God's got to present that stone to the right person at the right time, and there ain't going to be time to waste. When that giant said, I'm going to take that little fella, I'm going to get him, I'm going to tear him apart, David didn't have no time to hunt that rock. I mean, I could tell you story after story. I've had happen me in church. I've had them get on the floor in comfort, and I'd have to get them off the floor. But what I'm saying, friend, tonight, when God has got you and you're serving Him, and God gets you in the right place for the right thing, everything will fall right if you'll stand whoop, 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 glory, whoo, with God. He's still God tonight. God's still God. And then I think about it. He did find, notice that in verse 43, down through about verse 45, he said, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with stay? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. That was his first mistake. And the Bible said, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh on the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Then said David to Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword.
Amen.
And with a spear. I guess I'd done been going. Comest to me with a sword and with a spear. And the Bible said, my feet and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou has defied. Now, first of all, that stone, my friend, was divinely presented. First of all, he presented that stone in a time of crisis. Right here, Brother Dad fixed to tear David apart. And David needed that stone. He needed something. God presented that him in the time of crisis. And he said, I'm just going to come, my friend, like it is. I'm going to take what God has given. Be yourself, preacher. Be yourself, singer. Be yourself, church, man. Don't try to be like somebody else. That's your problem when you say, well, I'm a better singer. I know certain folks here don't think I can sing, but I can sing. That's beside the point. Be yourself. I mean, my God, I feel like shit. Brother Carl, I want you to be yourself tonight. Amen. Oh, David wasn't afraid, and the Bible said, my friend, I'm going to come there, and he presented it for a call. Eliab, my friend, of bed, up on David, and Brother God got it, and my friend God presented that stone, and when my friend, he also presented a claim, as a claim of the Simeon, know the Lord, save not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord, and he gives you the victory. When you let God do the job, then God gets the glory.
Amen. Amen.
God pity thee, little brother preacher, run around and think, oh, I can just preach circled around somebody. That's about all you preach in circled. What I'm saying, friend, God is the one to get the job done. If God, my friend, tonight, we need to listen to God. Now, give me a few minutes, and I'll give my message. My friend, now, the stone's there. Everything's ready. God got that thing. I don't know how many years it laid in that water. I don't know how much water run, but that stone got just right.
Yeah.
Not to fit a big hand, a little lead hand. God said, boys, it's just right. We didn't let nothing could leave that rock right there. Put it right there where it'll be easily found. Don't let it get on them big rocks. Just put it right there. I can see old David, my friend, that thing got to go on this scripture. My friend, listen, when that stone was used, now first of all, that stone had no power. I don't know how big that little stone was, but that stone didn't have no power. You can take that stone, done what you want, wasn't no power in that stone. Preacher, how's God going to get it done? He's God. Now, when I think about that, no power is on it. As a matter of fact, the stone, now get this, you read that, and the stone had no control of its path or trajectory. That stone didn't have no control. It wasn't no power. He didn't. That stone couldn't go this way. That stone couldn't go that way. That stone couldn't go that way. The stone had no power over his power of trajectory or the way he's going. Sometimes, my friend, we'd be like a stone. But I think about a brother stone there, not fit no power, and all that. And the stone, now listen, the stone didn't have no power to break the speed limit. The stone couldn't go fast. That's just a stone. It's laying there. You couldn't go. It didn't know which way it's going. It couldn't go fast. Somebody had to do something to get the stone going. When I think about that lots of time, don't you know, David, when that old giant down that first got had him, my friend, listen, boy, David was ready for that stone, and God was going to use this young lad to show that bunch of character that God is still God. Yeah. This bunch of modern, liberal, atheistic bunch today is trying to turn out every old-fashioned church and say that's not of God. I guarantee you, friend, if old-fashioned churches would do what God said, and my God, we'd see revival and run the devil out of Mountain View, and Brother God has got a stone, and God got the power. Oh, glory to God, the thunder. Woo, hallelujah, God, to get the job done if you do your job. A stone ain't worth a dime if you don't throw it. I cannot stand chicken livered security Baptists. Oh, if we do this, they're going to say something. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. My friend, I'm God's man. Lack it or lump it, leave it or take it. When God said do it, woo, glory to God. Woo, God does it. And thank God, God wants you to be used of God. It's a blessing. What was that? A little boy down here in Frogtown. Worked in a cotton mill like everybody else. 9 kids. But oh, my friend, listen. One day God seen something in me that I sure didn't see in me. God seen something in me. Oh, Brother Milo Knight. Never forget him. Passing this church. Boy, God got out of me. And I said, well, I got feeling my oats. Just a little bit. And boy, I tell you, God got out of me, I run. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just join the Navy. That's it. I did, but that wasn't it. I thought, boy, it's all over now. Sitting on a gun keg off the coast of Korea one night, all of a sudden, God found me. He knows what. You talk about a man, it's a thousand wonders. I had to jump in that ocean. God got a hold of me. And to make a long story short, I came home, and my friend, I drove to this church 7 times up that way in this heaven brotherhood. Boy, I tell you, that 7th time, I didn't turn that car, Jonathan. That car turned around the road. I wound up here in the heaven brother. I run in there. I said, pray! I need some help! Boy, God got me back, and God got me where He wants it to be. And my friend, that's been 51 years, my friend, at one place. And I don't care if I stay there 5 minutes or 100 minutes or another 10 years. I'm saying that God can use us when He gets us in the right place. I got to hurry. Y'all don't eat supper, ain't you? He'll feed me later. But what I'm saying, my friend, tonight, when you think about this stone now, what a blessing it is being used to God. Oh, Moses. Oh, God, Paul. Many more. Why don't you say, preacher, you got a job for me to do?
Yeah.
You know what they want now? I want an important job.
Yeah.
I ain't no job. I pastor four churches. I ain't never classified no job. What's important or not? The least member in my church, I guarantee you, you can follow my footsteps. They mean as much to me as anybody.
Yeah.
By the time we get a little prayer, I want to show you something. I'm going to try to close now. But when I think here's old David, I can see that boy all of a sudden now. There's that giant. And he went out there, and David said, Lord, there he stands. I can see old David. Boy, he got out that little, I don't know what kind of slingshot. I ain't never been able to sling nothing hard. I can see old David had all he'd take out of that giant. He reached down. My friend, that water, right, where is that? Put that thing in that little sling. I can say, old boy, get that thing all ready. And looked at that giant, said, fella, I'm coming at you. And all of a sudden, whoo! Boom!
Bless him, God.
The giant went down.